Have you heard the one about the jihadi recruiter who backed out of going to Syria because it was too rough? A court has heard an exchange of messages between the alleged jihadi recruiter Hamdi al-Kazoudi and two of his Syrian recruits about the conditions in the Middle East. Al-Kazoudi was planning on going to Syria himself, but cancelled the trip 2 days after his friends told him what it was like. These guys want to destroy the West, but only if they can do it from a 4-star hotel and a comfy bed. Al-Kazoudi messaged two of the men that he helped send over to Syria, asking them to tell him about the conditions. They replied that they were sleeping on spongy mattresses, showering from a bucket, and that toilet paper doesn't exist. So 2 days later, this alleged recruiter cancelled his trip. It sounds like he was more than happy to send others off to fight with terrorists. He just didn't have the guts to do it himself. He's accused of performing services with the intent to promote or support foreign hostile acts. He's currently pleading not guilty. Isn't there a Holiday Inn over there or a port-a-loo with some solvent toilet paper? I mean, when a man's got to go, a man's got to go, right? He can't be organising the destruction of the West without having a quiet moment in the smallest room in the house with a good stock of two-ply.